Welcome to Video 360, TI's monthly podcast featuring industry news, roundtable discussions, practical tips, and technology updates on the latest innovations in digital video. Now here's your host, John Dixon.
Hi, my name is John Dixon, and welcome to this month's episode of Video 360. That's a TI vidcast and podcast talking about the present and the future of digital video. So this month we're going to be talking with Greg Maher and Joe Faber from Green Hills. And maybe just to get started, let's just give us a quick introduction about yourself and where you fit into Green Hills.
Okay. I work at Green Hills Software. We've been in business for about 24 years. I work in the business development group at Green Hills. So I manage a lot of the partner relationships with TI, being one of the primary ones.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. And Greg?
My name's Greg Maher. I work with Texas Instruments, responsible for the DaVinci platform, marketing manager.
Perfect. So you've been on the show before, Greg.
Absolutely. Appreciate being here.
Perfect stuff. Okay, so one of the things we talked about before on the video 360 was we talked to Monte Vista, and we talked about the Linux environment and how that fits into the DaVinci and also the world of digital video. Mm-hmm. So how is Green Hills, comparing it to Monte Vista, how do you enhance Linux to enable the end programmer?
Okay. Well, primarily what we do in conjunction with Linux is we provide an integrated development environment called Multi. Okay. And in this environment, you can build applications for Linux. It also includes a debugger and a compiler. We can debug the Linux kernel itself, including things like device drivers or dynamically loaded Linux kernel modules, as well as the applications.
Okay, perfect. And so then I guess the question is, why Green Hills? What's your real value proposition in that world?
So the main thing that we bring to the market is that we help our customers get their products to market in the least amount of time and with the highest quality. That's been our focus ever since we've been in business. And we do that by providing the best-in-class debug technology, the best-in-class compiler technology for these chips.
So getting programmers to market fast in a very high-quality environment.
That's right. And so, for example, we offer different types of debug available with DaVinci. In the Linux world, you can do both freeze mode and run mode debugging. So with our Green Hills Probe, which is another one of the products that we offer, we can provide simultaneous low-level debug connection on both the DSP and the ARM side. So DSP running BIOS, ARM side typically running Linux, or we also have a real-time operating system called Integrity that we're offering as well.
So Multi-IDE from Green Hills, just tell me a little bit more how that fits into your overall product strategy and your product portfolio.
Okay, so the Multi-IDE contains a bunch of different products. It's composed of our compilers, our debuggers, as well as a unique product that we have that's called our Time Machine Debugger, which allows for back-end time debugging. And so on the ARM side in particular, we offer some of the industry-leading optimizing compilers, so you can develop code that's highly optimized for the ARM side. On the debug side, we offer both run mode and freeze mode support. So depending on what kind of an application developer you are on DaVinci, you might need different levels of visibility. So if you're doing things like board bring up, or developing device drivers, or even kernel modules in Linux, you might want to have freeze mode support. And you get freeze mode support through our Green Hills Probe. When you use Multi in combination with our Green Hills Probe and you're doing freeze mode debugging, we provide Linux kernel awareness. So that means you've got the ability to see into the Linux kernel, things like the internal structures of the kernel. We also provide for debugging multiple processes that are running in the system. So I can simultaneously have debug windows open on multi-processes in a Linux system and debug what is often a complex interaction in that type of system.
Wow, so I guess, Greg, from your side, looking at it more from a hardware perspective, this is something that's really solving a lot of problems in terms of complexity and in terms of usability.
So one of the things that we've learned over the past with regards to the highly complex SoCs, specifically on the 6446 and the DM6443, mm-hmm. ARM plus a DSP, one of the things that we needed to provide to our customers was the capability of doing heterogeneous debug, meaning debug on two different cores where you have different operating systems running on the ARM as well as the DSP, say BIOS on the DSP, Linux on the ARM. Mm-hmm. What Multi brings, what Green Hills Tools brings to this is a capability of doing so. So not only on the software side, but also, as you said, the hardware side.
Sure.
So what we provide from a TI perspective of having the DVEVM, which is the evaluation module,
okay.
We also provide the MontaVista Linux kernel on top of that, so the MontaVista Pro. What Green Hills brings to that is being able to now retarget your device, add your own device drivers, optimization of the kernel, optimization of those device drivers, and actually retarget it to the board itself that you'll be bringing to market. So what it does is it gives you a great bridging capability to take a very good platform and then turn that into the target device. Debug, heterogeneous debug, compile, debug, being able to look at the entire system and get deep into the code. That's what Green Hills, what I see as Green Hills bringing to it, and a whole lot more.
Right. So we actually cover the complete spectrum of development on DaVinci. Everything from board bring up, system debug, integration, when you're taking your ARM, whether they're Linux or integrity-based applications, and combining those with your DSP applications. A lot of times there's going to be complex interactions because of the multiple cores. And you need to have that level of visibility, being able to see both things going on at the same time and have individual run control over both of those cores.
And I guess this has not been a fairly easy task to perform, so I guess you've both been working very hard over the last few years.
So on a comment on that, you know, the concept of having an ARM and a DSP on the board isn't new, right? Our customers have been dealing with this. What is new about this is the availability of this integrated core out to a very broad market, right? So even some of the top customers have the large multinationals shipping millions of units, custom ASICs in many ways, have had this integrated ARM DSP coprocessor together. And they have always had to either rig their own tools or go through some phenomenally difficult ARM debug on one side, DSP debug on the other, and then kind of kludge those two together. What Multi does for the large, broad market, whether you're one person or 1,000 people, engineering speak, is that it brings that capability into your shop to be able to do heterogeneous debug, actually take advantage of the silicon capability, and that's what we're really glad that they're bringing to market.
Perfect. So maybe just another question, I guess. The capabilities that DaVinci is bringing, and we've talked about this a lot in the last few episodes, has been the fact that you're getting a very, very high-speed DSP, and you're getting a high-speed ARM integrated on one chip.
Right.
So with that additional processing capability and with that additional integration, how does that benefit someone like Green Hills to help the end programmer?
Well, we do a couple of different things on the ARM side. Okay. One, regardless of which operating system you're using, if you're using Linux or if you're using Integrity, the applications that you build for that target can be optimized by using our compilers. We have highly optimizing compilers. The other is, as I mentioned, Integrity. We're offering that as well. There's a lot of customers or DaVinci customers where Linux makes a lot of sense. There's also a whole class of customers where Linux doesn't make sense for them. There's a variety of issues. They might be, you know, concerned about the GPL. They might have security concerns with Linux. They might be building some kind of a safety critical device, whether that's, you know, avionics or maybe a medical device or industrial controls, where if the software fails, then, you know, a life might be on the line. So Integrity has a long pedigree.
That's not that we're not trying to scare anybody in the audience there, so we're okay. So we're working on trying to challenge you on that challenging problem.
Right. So Integrity has a long pedigree in safety critical devices. And we, today, are operating in tons of different life-critical devices.
Perfect. So we're putting our confidence in you, okay,
right.
Joe? Another question that I guess comes up is, when you're actually integrating an ARM plus a DSP, you're obviously getting some fairly complex issues, especially the communication between the ARM and the DSP. We talked a little bit about it before.
Right.
But can you explain how you seamlessly communicate between the ARM and the DSP?
Right, so actually we've got kind of a little bit of a history with TI here, and the OMAP processors have a similar architecture where you've got ARM and DSP, and there's a product from TI called DSP Link that gives you basically a layer of middleware for doing messaging and communication between the ARM and the DSP. So we are currently in the process and very near done porting the latest revision of DSP Link to Integrity, so that you can have seamless communication with BIOS running on the DSP and Integrity running on the ARM side. And then, again, Multi is going to allow you to debug in that environment, have visibility into both sides.
Well, Greg, I guess from your side, that's something that's a very large advantage to us.
Oh, most definitely. We see the advantage in the current Linux offering where the DSP BIOS link is complete and validated. With them bringing the Integrity OS on board with the link, with the capability of their tool, what you're looking at is really being able to take advantage of the infrastructure, software infrastructure of DaVinci, which is not just a silicon platform. So in going back to, you know, what is DaVinci, it's a combination of the hardware, devices, the EVMs, the software, not only the OSs such as Integrity and the MontaVista Linux offering, but what is great about the platform is the tools that are specifically used to optimize the platform itself. So the Green Hills offering really really rounds out the offering itself. We have excellent ARM tools, we have excellent DSP tools, right? Code Composer Studio is by far the leader in the market. And then what Green Hills brings to this is a capability of pulling all of that together. So whether if you are a Linux savvy, you know, developer, it is a great environment to use. Same thing on the DSP side. You know, there will be experts on either side, DSP or ARM, that will want some pure tools, such as CCS for developing on the DSP. But what Multi brings to it is just a phenomenal system level tool that allows you to take advantage of the platform, allows you to take advantage of the software, and more importantly, bring your products to market quickly with the software, with the hardware, with the optimized tools and the EVMs. You can quickly bring the products to market, and that's what the DaVinci platform is all about for DaVinci and digital video.
Right. And to add just a little bit more, you brought up optimization a couple times. And we've really got some things that are built into Multi that are key for optimizing code.
Okay.
Some of them, you know, are the very advanced debug features. But as I mentioned, the DaVinci, and many people might not know this, but there's something built into that ARM core called the ETB, the Embedded Trace Buffer. And what that does is capture instruction and data trace as the processor is executing. Multi has a feature called the Time Machine Debugger that takes advantage of that embedded trace buffer and allows us to debug back in time. So sometimes you get those really critical bugs that are hard to reproduce. Well, if you can produce it once and capture it in that trace, you can then debug backwards into that trace and find those tough bugs to find. Okay. There's also some optimization tools that are part of Time Machine. We have something called a path analyzer that'll show you kind of a graphical execution of where your code's been, where it's spending its time, and you can very quickly and easily visualize where performance bottlenecks might be and find a way to go and focus on, you know, I might need to work on optimizing this particular piece of my system.
Okay, no, it sounds a very, very compelling story, I guess, putting a full infrastructure together on the software and on the hardware side. Mm-hmm. One of the questions, I guess, that we've talked a lot about the overall infrastructure, customers. I guess these are the people, the software designers, everybody watching the podcast today, who are the people who want to learn and want to basically benefit from this technology. Do you have any examples? I don't want customer names, so we don't want to right. give out any secrets at the moment, but any customers that you've already worked with that have used these tools,
right.
that have gone
through these? Jump in here for one second.
Sure.
Okay. Joe and I have actually been out on customer calls where customers have asked specifically about, you know, what kind of tools do you have that allow heterogeneous debug, right? Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, there wasn't a tool like this. 3 years ago, and up to last year, there was no tool like this, and customers have been asking for it. The reason that we have this tool today is because customers have asked us about it, and customers have wanted it, right? So that they've seen value in having a tool like this, and that is why it exists. I mean, it'd be great to think that we know everything that the customer needs. Quite frankly, it's the customers driving us to be better, to deliver better tools.
Sure.
And that's how come Green Hills came up with this and has delivered it. Right. So with that said, there's been a few customers that we've worked with to date, and I'll touch that after.
Yeah, I mean, it somewhat depends on what product you're talking about with Green Hills, because we've got, you know, the compilers, the debuggers, the operating system. So we have certain customers for our operating system, for example, that had to solve problems of being able to respond to, I remember this one that had some laser task that needed to, you know, from an interrupt, they needed to be able to run a laser task and get a response back out, and they had a 20 millisecond window that they had to have all this happen. And Integrity has some advanced scheduling options that lets you put your tasks in terms of priority right up there behind the ISR that it can follow, so we can meet needs like that. When it comes to our probes, for example, we're actually working with a customer right now that has a custom design board that's got a DaVinci and it's got another C6416 DSP on it. And with a single probe and a single JTAG connection, we've been able to debug all three cores on that customer's board, the ARM, the DSP on DaVinci, and the other C6416. Wow. So, you know, truly heterogeneous. It's not just limited to the two cores on DaVinci. It can be expanded beyond that.
Wow, that's a fairly, fairly complex task to achieve, and that's an amazing result.
So when you start talking about digital video and the associated audio and vision and speech associated with that, you know, there's quite a bit of handoffs.
Sure.
And what is excellent about the multi-tool is prior to it, what you had to do is you'd have to go blind when you do the handoff from DSP to ARM, even with the link. So what this allows you to do is you actually have visibility into being able to hand off the application code into the DSP code, or specifically where that DSP coding is going out into the ARM. So for post-processing or pre-processing, you can actually do that. You can, I'm going to say, visualize it. But what it allows you to do is see the application code running, and it's OS aware.
Okay.
So CCS, going back to that, and CCS has a really good ARM compiler in it as well. When it has an OS running on top of the ARM, say that for the DM6446, Code Composer doesn't see the ARM any longer. It's OS unaware. Mm-hmm. What Green Hills brings to the table is an OS awareness. So when you hand off tasks, when you hand off processes, when you hand off threads, you can now see that with the Green Hills tools, and it allows you very rapid implementation of your code and the debug capabilities. I can't speak highly enough of the debug capabilities with that OS awareness. So.
Perfect. Okay.
And just one further thing, that OS awareness covers BIOS on the DSP,
okay,
Linux on the ARM side, and Integrity on the ARM side. So, you know, whatever kind of system you want to design with DaVinci, you can have complete visibility into, you know, whatever software is on any of those cores.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Joe Faber, Greg Murr, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank
Thanks.
You.
You've seen it here, folks. You're seeing a fairly, fairly innovative new technology being developed by both TI and Green Hills. You've seen how the integration of this can help, I guess, everybody out there in their designs. So thank you very much for listening and for watching. And please join in next month for our next video cast and podcast. And if you have any questions or any feedback at all, you'll find all the information and all the places to give your feedback on www.ti.com/podcast. I'm John Dixon, and I'll see you next month. Thank you.